The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura Daf Zayin. We're going to delve now, Bezus Hashem, into the fundamental machlokes between Abaye Virova in the Indian of Yovid Loi Mahani, where Abaye says that by definition, anything that the Torah tells you not to do, if it wouldn't be chal, if it wouldn't create something, then you weren't over the Averu. The Marshal, the case is, all the case that the Gemara asks about Higdim, Truma, Lebikurim, where a person is supposed to make the Hafroshas, Bikurim before the Truma, he makes the Truma before the Bikurim. L'chare, the Truma shouldn't be chal, it shouldn't create a chaloy shem Truma, if it's in violation of halacha. Abaye says, obviously, if you're over, that means that it was created. Either Torah doesn't want you to create it, okay? Torah told you not to do that maisa versus truma and to create the truma, but evidently, if you're over alive, that means that it is chal. The same is on a woman that you're not allowed to marry, a divorce. The same halacha should be true also, that the Torah tells you not to do it, but if you do it, it's chal. Because if it wouldn't be chal, then by definition it would mean you're not over. Rava says no. Rava says, if the Torah tells you not to do it, that means the Torah says you can't do it. If the Torah says you can't do it, what's the very? The over amemra derachmon. That itself, that he tried to do it, he went through the maisim of doing it, that itself is the lav, and for that there's malchus. Now, one of the cases, we'll use this as a hagdoma that's discussed over here, we just mentioned, is the case where a person is not allowed to divorce his wife. Where is that? And by the way, there's a whole discussion. Whether a person who violates Cherem Durabenu Gershom, Bizman Azeh, if you would say Yovad Lai Mahani, could you use, it's not even Durabonon, it's a Cherem HaKadmoinim. If you could define that as being a Dvar Yisra, you would also say Yovad Lai Mahani is a whole discussion. But the case that's discussed in the Gemara is the case of a person who is Ma'anis, a woman, she's mukhif to marry, lo yuchel l'shal kol yomav, there's an isra lav midarais of him to divorce her. If he does divorce her, is amoyd v'achse, he has to take her back. That's not loch, and the Gemara wants to know, why does he have to take her back? L'chayra, the gerish and the get wasn't chal, yovad loy mahani, it's a kasher on rova. And the Gemara brings the posuk, the lamaisa shtet in the posuk, the gerish and is chal, which is basically the theme of the whole Gemara, to bring kashers on rova. And to answer that in every case, there's going to be a specific zesakos, which is why the Gemara has to come out at the end. So where's taka, a machloik slaloch between Abaye v'Rova? That's the gist of the sugya. Tosfos and Avov wants to know, what about, if we talk about, where he can't divorce her, what happens if a person is nishba shaloy legay shishtoy? Not that there's an isetera, a pre-existing isetera, on him divorcing her. He created the love of divorcing her. He was nishba, they won't divorce his wife. They're in family court, they're in Beis Din fighting it out over the marriage. She wants to work on the marriage. He's nishba law that he's not going to divorce her. Over there, let's say he would divorce her. He's over the lav. He's over on his shvur. Is the gerish chal? Is the gerish not chal? There's no gzeh zakosuf. So Tosu says in Avov, L'chor, we should say, Yovad Lamahani, L'chor. Tosu says that since we have a pasuk that's megal the begerishin, specifically in the chalois gerishin, which is a violation of halacha, the din is the Yovad Mahani, Rova holds that over there also Yovad Mahani, that would be true even legabe gerishin, where the gerishin is not an isser min haTorah, it's an isser min haTorah that he created. Tosu calls that dvorim shebodim in liboy. Tosu says, but that's only by gerishin. What happens where a person is nishba to sell not to sell a certain chavetz? He's nishba. I promise you that b'voy hayoyim, that I want to sell my house, that I want to move out to the suburbs, I'm going to sell it to you. You don't trust me, we have a relationship. I'm nishba to you that I won't sell to somebody else. That'll give you the surety that you're looking for, that you're going to get my house eventually. And then I sold it. Am I over the lav? I'm over the lav, I'm over the shvur. But am I over that the yovid loy mahani, that the kinyan is not chal? There's a big discussion on the Paiskim. In Simon Reish Ches, in Choshe Mishpat, over there is where this shaila of yovid loy mahani and legabi selling something comes to the fore.
read the lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. Mekhan shenase beiser, kigain shahoisiv b'shivi amekhan b'shvil hamtonas hamoyz, or shepasa kaidim shatzashon. Those are cases where he was over on iser ribis in order to sell something lahir lelimkor. V'chein im nishba oy noda, the Ramah says, shaloy lelimkor v'over amocha. He was nishba not to sell something. V'niskayim b'kinyim v'echem midarki aknois hamekach kayom. The halacha is that the mekach is chal. Why not say yovid lemahani? L'chayim zayver and this is shvur. So the shach and the sma talk about different chilukim. When we say yovid lemahani and when we don't say yovid lemahani, their basis of their discussion is the gemara above a kamad afayim, where clearly the gemara says the mekach umemkad is nasim b'shamas, even though it's an issa derabonon. By the way, there's no chilukim to an issa derabonon and an issa deraisa. L'gabi yovid lemahani, we just discussed before l'gabi chayim derabin and gershim. But that's not even an issa derabonon. But an issa derabonon, we should say yovid lemahani. Why we don't say in a mekach that's done on Shabbos, even though there's an issa derabonon to engage a mekach umemkad on Shabbos? Why we don't say the klal of lemahani? Let's leave over. That's the next part of our discussion. But al kaponim legabi nishba shaloi limkor. Here the halach is that the mekach is chal. So on this Ramah, the Be'agoyla points out that lefi the text that we just quoted legabi gerish, and since there's a by nishba shaloi legayish ishta, it's dvar mashabodim bin liboy. The halach is that we don't say Yovid Leimahani. Yovid Leimahani is only when it's a Torah mandated Isser. And the pshan that is, like Reb Kivega points out, Reb Kivega has a long tshuva, Sim Kuf Kof test, is that Yovid Leimahani, the pshan is not that when you do something, the Ova HaMemorach, one of the Torah, disallows the Toitzot, disallows what happens because of the Maisa. The pshan is that when the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, the Torah is also telling you that such a Zach is connected to Ratzon Hashem, it's not Chal. But that's only with his Issa Torah. The Torah says that if a person is married to Anu Sosoi, the halacha is that that gerushin is not chal. Okay. But when the Torah talks about, when the Torah talks about being over in a shvur, the Torah is not talking about the result gerushin that if that happens to be what a shvur is. If it's an Issa Shabbatim in Liba, the Torah never spoke about that specific Yoytze Me'advar. The Torah spoke about a kohen being married to a grusha, a person being megarish on usosay. The effect of that is not chal, because the Torah doesn't want it to be chal. The Torah never spoke about that. So even though he violated an issa deraisa, but since the Torah never said that thing, it's not talking about that thing, it's a man created issa, so over there it would be chal. Says the Be'agoyla, based on Toysus, there is no problem with Yovid Leimahani. If there is no problem with Yovid Leimahani, also by Nishbash Leilimkor, over there the Mechira will be Chal. That seems to be the Psak of the Ramah. The Sma brings Barichus again, in the beginning, he brings the Mordechai, where the Mordechai brought down the Torah in Yerudea in Hilchus Nedarim. Over there seems quite clear that nishba shaloi limkor, the mechira is not chal. So the Sma is Meirich, and the Sma says that lemaisa he brings from many poskim like the Mordechai, that over there also yovid leimahani, we don't say the chilcha of dvar mashal bodim liboy, from dvar mashaloi bodim liboy, the Rishonim don't go with that, that's the richos of the Sma. The Ktzois over there takes a page from the Sma, but still disagrees with the Sma's psak. And his rationale is as follows. He says that Tosfos, when he was talking about the chilv between Dvar Mashal Bodim and Liboy, a man-made Isser, as opposed to a Torah-mandated Isser, only meant that legabi one prat. Legabi the halacha, that when somebody is megarish anusoso, that he has to take her back. The layucha l'shalcha kol yomav is not only asks him from divorcing her. If he divorces her, he has to remarry her. Why does he have to remarry her? He has to remarry her because the Torah doesn't want that state of the anusase being divorced. The Torah was mechayiv him to keep her as his married wife, as his lawful, legal married wife. The Torah not only doesn't want him to be megarish, that's an isalav, the Torah also doesn't want that toitzot. The Torah doesn't want the fact that she should be divorced from him, that she should be out on the street. The Torah wants that she should be under his protection, she should stay married to him. So the Torah was mechayiv him to take her back. On that, Tosfos says, what happens by nishba shaloi legarish ishtoi?
L'chayra, the Gershon is not a Gershon, the Maisa Gershon was in violation of his Shvua. On that, Tosfos says that since the Torah was Megala, that Gershon is something that even when the Torah doesn't want you to do it, but it will work, it will be Chal. So too, the same way a person is Megarish Anus Zosoy. When the marriage will be dissolved, the Gershon will be Chal. The same is true by Nishba, Legarish, Ishtoy, by Nishba, Shaloy, Legarish, Ishtoy, over there also the Halacha will be the Gershon will be Chal. Now we can ask ourselves the second question. Okay. So the Gershon will be Chal, that's a separate because there's a concept by Gershon that we don't see over the Leimahani. What about stage two? Does he have to take her back? Says the Ktois that that's the only thing Tosfos was talking about when he was Mechalik between Dvorim, Ashebodim, Liboy, man-made Isurim, with Torah mandated Isurim. Tosfos wasn't being Mechalik, Legabi the Maisi Isur. The Ktois says he doesn't even understand that that should be a Mechalik. If the Torah says, you're not allowed to do it, if right now you're in violation of Halacha, so then it won't be Chal. The only thing is, what about the end result? The fact that she's divorced. Does the Torah, because the Torah didn't want him to divorce her, the Torah didn't want her to be divorced from him, does that mean he has to take her back? He has to undo that state? That is a chilik between Torah mandated this. I mean, say if the Torah said he's not allowed to divorce her, lo yuchal l'shal kol yom, if the Torah doesn't want that result, that she should be divorced, oy bazoi, clearly there's a chiv to take her back. Whereas Dvorim, Ashebodim, Liboy, the Torah never spoke about the end result. The Torah has nothing against a woman who got a shvur from her husband that he wouldn't divorce her. The Torah has something against her being divorced. The Torah spoke about her being divorced. The Torah says you're not allowed to be over an Isser. The Isser in this case happens to be the shvur. So he's not allowed to divorce her, but if he divorced her, she's divorced. There's no chiv to take her back. So it comes out that the chilik between a shvur and something which is a defined Isser Torah is only Legabi stage 2, Legabi taking her back. Legabi whether that Chalois has to be undone. But whether the Maisa accomplishes that it creates that Gerushin, that is no Chiluk. So now let's go back to our case. What happens? Nishba Shaloi Limkor. Says the Ktois, Enachanami Tesis is Mechalik. Between Dvorma Shabodim Liboy and a Torah mandated Isser. But not that there's a Chiluk between whether the mechir is chal. The shaila is whether he'd be mechuyif to buy it back. Tosis will tell you, Dvarma Shabbat Maliba, you don't have to buy it back. But the question is the mechir chal in the first place? On that, Dvarma Shabbat Maliba is the same iser. So the mechir is not chal. He disputes the ruling of the Ramah and the way the Sma interprets the Mekoros based on his understanding of Tosis. So in summary, what we have over here is a discussion of the Yavid Leimahani, meaning that when a person does something that's keneged HaTorah, does that mean that the act that he does, which is in violation of that din, will not create anything, it won't be chal? That's the discussion between Abayev and Rava. On that, there are many cases in the Gemara, where the Gemara asks Kash and Rava, why is this chal, why is that chal? One of the cases is Gershon. On that, the Gemara will tell you that it is chal success, a cause of, then there's another step. It's chal, but the end result, the Torah wants you not to have that end result. Torah doesn't want this woman to be divorced, doesn't want this object to be sold. And that you have to be mechal, whether there's a wanting from the Torah on that thing or not. There's a wanting on the Torah's part that that woman should be divorced, she should be married to him. There's no wanting on the Torah's part that that chevet shouldn't be sold. Torah never spoke about that. That's Dvarma Shabbatim Elipa. Again, the Sma disputes the Ktzois. The Sma holds that when Tosfos says that there's no Yovid Leimahani, Legabe, Dvorma Shabodim Liba, Legabe a man-made Isser, it's not only talking about, Tosfos is not talking about stage two, about whether you have to undo that state, that effect that was created by the Aver. Tosfos was talking about the ability for it to be Chal in the first place. The Dvorma Shabodim Liba, the Torah never spoke about that Chalois, as not being chal. The Torah never spoke about not divorcing a woman who you're over a shvur by divorcing her. The Torah never spoke about that. That you made up. The Torah only spoke about that nanusa can't be nizgarish. So that you have to undo. That's l'chayr the way the Sma will understand. This is supported l'chayr by Reb Kivega. We mentioned it briefly. Reb Kivega says that the pshat in Yovid Loi Mahani is not the pshat, according to Rava, that A, you're not allowed to do Maisa Kach V'Kach B, if you're not allowed to do it, so if you violated an Isser, it also doesn't work. He says, not because you violated an Isser that it doesn't work. The way he says it is that if the Torah said you're not allowed to do it, then by definition, Rava holds Mesvara. Rava holds that if the Torah said you're not allowed to do it, then by definition, that means there's no such thing. Yavad Loi Mahani is because if the Torah doesn't want you to do it, that means the Torah is denying the validity of that thing. The Torah is denying the validity of A, Chalois Gerushin, which is connected to Ratzon HaTorah. Oh, you need exams at Kosov. Mashenka with the Torah is not denying the validity of something. Torah never spoke about that specific Chalois, so there you can't say that's not going to be Chal. That's the opinion of the Sma, that's Chalik on the Ktois. And by the way, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out, based on this rationale of Reb Kirege, he points out a teretz to a very nice kasha. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Zayin discusses, in discussing, person is not allowed to, if he has a choiv, that choiv is dissolved in Shemitah. There's an issue of collecting choivis that Shemitah dissolved. And the way around that is writing a prusbul. Prusbul means that he writes a mechanism where he writes over his choivis to Bezdin, and because of that he could be going for the choiv, even though it went through Shvius. And the Gemara discusses Ketanim writing a prusbul. And the Tumim asks the following question. He wants to know why there's a necessity for Ketanim to write a prusbul. Let's say somebody's going for a choiv. He's going for a choiv that Shvius was Meshavet. So the money is his. What are you going to say? You're going to say because of Yovid, Loi Mahani, that if you go with the Chayiv, the money doesn't become yours, even though you violated the Halacha, so merely you can't collect the money doesn't become yours. It says, but Ketanim didn't violate the Halacha. Ketanim are not B'nai Mevin Mitzvah, Ketanim are not Mechuyiv Mitzvahs. So they, on the one hand, the Chayiv that's owed to their father, they have full right to collect. B, on the other hand, the fact that a normal person wouldn't be allowed to collect the chayv shouldn't be true legabi them. They're not mechuyev b'mitzvah. So why can't they collect the chayv and it'll be chal? Because now you have levahani. They weren't oivah memedu rachmona. Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that the definition of Yavid Leimahani doesn't mean because you violated an Isser, so the Torah gave a knas, the Torah was mafkia, the result, the effect, the creation of which was made by a dvar beri. The Torah is megala that type of thing doesn't work. When the Torah spoke about chayvis that went through shvius, the Torah is saying that collection of chayvis that went through shvius don't work. It has nothing to do with who's doing it. A cotton, a godel, he's over, he's not over. It doesn't make a difference. The point is that type of collection, the Torah says is something that doesn't work. If it's connected to number, it doesn't work. The fact that the one who's doing it is not mitzvah doesn't take away from that. So that's, again, to explain the rationale of the Sma, that's only, where's the Torah megala that certain things don't work is only where that thing is defined by halacha as a chalois, as a state which the Torah doesn't want. When a person created an issue on himself, he was nishba not to sell, he was nishba not to divorce his wife, all those are states where the Torah never spoke about that. The Torah said, you're not allowed to be over a shvua. So over there, either the mice is chal, the mice is not chal, but the state, it could definitely be chal. So, mel dvar mashabad believe it will be chal. That's the machlekes hapoiskim benegay to this. This is a good framework for putting down the basic back and forth of the Ovid Loi Mahani.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.